The biggest lessons I've learned in my life are here. Through different topics, I'm going to inspire and motivate you to reach your success and your dreams. I'm so grateful that you're here on Journey to Success. So let's enjoy my next episode together. Hi guys, my name is Fabio from Journey to Success and welcome. Today we're going to talk about this new book. So the name of the book is The Obstacle is the Way from Ryan Holiday. And Ryan is going to explain to us how to reach your success, your dreams through obstacles, right? So you have to consider that obstacles are an important asset to reach your dream. And let's start. Okay, here we're going to discuss three important keynotes. So the first key is the discipline of perception. The second key is the discipline of action. And then the discipline of the will. And let's start properly. So the discipline of perception. All problems are the same. What matters is your perception. So the question is not the problem itself. So it's not be focused on the problem itself. It's more like how you can deal with that problem. Okay, because once you can deal with the problem, then consequently you can learn from it and you can go forward. Here there are three steps that you can follow. So the first step is understand the challenge. So understand the type of problem. Okay. The second point is your reaction. So your reaction is positive or negative. It has to be positive reaction. Because only through a positive reaction, the situation is going to lead you to positive action. And the third point is, in fact, your action. So your action is going to be positive because of your positive reaction. And then through all of this, you're going to deal with the challenge. You're going to deal with the problem. Okay? So very, very nice, very, very important concept. And what you have also to understand is to be focused on what's important for you. In this case, Ryan advised to be focused on a big picture. Okay, I'm gonna make a personal example so you can understand better. In my case, my personal case, so I am focused on the big picture, and the big picture for me is share value in a way that you can learn how to achieve your success and how to achieve your dreams, okay? I mean, that's the big picture, that's it. Then it doesn't matter if during my way I share this value with my broken English. I don't care how I look, how I talk. Okay, my big picture, the big vision that I have for you is explain to you how to reach a certain success, a certain dreams. Also because in my past, I had some regret. Right now, not anymore. But I had some regret. I didn't achieve whatever I want to achieve. And I don't want the same for you. We are beautiful human beings. We are miracle. And as a miracle, we're in this ground to learn and achieve whatever we want to achieve. Okay, so this is all this concept has been explained in the book and is within this first key. And the first key note, I repeat, is the discipline of perception. Then we have the discipline of action. So there was a different example on the book itself, But I would like to be focused on my on a personal one. It's not my personal, but I had this idea to share with you something that happened in the cinema environment, right? I'm talking about the takes. You know, take one, action, take two, action. So I read that Charlie Chaplin, in a certain scene, he took 342 takes to reach a certain way to act in that scene, all right? So just, can you imagine, like, take one, action, no, it's not right. Take two, action, no, I didn't do good this time. So take 50, 51, 100, 150, 342, it's a lot. It's a lot, is it? Honestly, I mean, it's enough to understand if you need more time to reach a certain goal. So maybe it's not that much, for him at least, it wasn't that much, but was the right take to, you know, to reach a certain goal that was acting in a certain way in a particular scene. What I mean with this is that we live in a world right now where everything looks perfect, right? Because they deliver us everything in so such perfect way, or that's what looks like. Everything looks like, you know, like a good present, a good gift. It doesn't work like that. You have to work. You have to work for it, you know? So if one day you're going to see that super good actor and that acts so much good, and the same for the singer, it's the same for some past inventor, the same for that brilliant student. Yes, of course, there are talented people in this world, but you also have to understand that most of them took time to reach that goal, okay? It took time, progress, and they learned, they fell a lot before to reach that that success, that goal, that dream. It's just that right now, as I said, we live in a world where everything is super, it's baked, you know, super baked in so such, so such, like it's smooth, you know? No, it doesn't work like that. Someone has to work for it, has to fail from it, and only through persistent, consistence, and discipline, you can go forward. You have to learn to fail. You have to learn how to take the takes in a way to reach your success, okay? So this is the discipline of action. And but some obstacle are impossible to overcome. So when an obstacle is impossible to overcome, then in that case, there is the discipline of the will, of the surrender. So there is a moment in your life where you have to surrender. There is a moment in your life where you did everything, like everything. Do you know what I mean? Everything. Like you really have to make sure that you really, really, really did everything to try to achieve that success, that dream or whatever, that goal, okay? But then sometimes just you have to understand that it's also okay to surrender. Evidently, you need another path to reach a certain way to be happy. Example, toxic relationship. So a toxic relationship, it's something that you can't fix. You can put so much effort for months, years, and you can work for it. Sometimes it goes well, very enough, but sometimes it's just doesn't work. sometimes even if you try to put effort and you see that you cannot fix things because the relationship is just a natural toxic relationship, then there is nothing that you can do, right? And you have to surrender. And another example, it's failing business. And I read about this article where last year, game companies fire around 5,000 people. This is because in the coronavirus time, you know, all of us were in the house and there was more entertainment to watch, to play. And in that time, most of the game companies, I guess also for movie and something like that, they just hire more people, right? But this is no more the time anymore. This is the time where, fortunately, we also take our time to go out and enjoy again and breathe in and breathe out. You know, it was so crazy time with the coronavirus. So, unfortunately, companies, they surrender self. They didn't find any solution. And now, regardless of the fact that I'm sorry about these people or whoever has been fired, you know, in the past or in the present. I've been fired so many times myself. So, you know, like, it's not pleasurable. I know the feeling. But regardless of that, sometimes something so objective, right? Of course, in the coronavirus time, there was more time to dedicate in the house. So they hire a lot of people. And now this company, they surrender self. They don't need anymore this game developers. So last year, they fired 5,000 people. There's a prediction also about this year. They're going to fire around 10,000 people. There is nothing to do. There is nothing to do because the condition was totally different than the condition we're living right now. So that's what Ryan, the writer, says when he talks about the discipline of the will. Surrender with the evidence, okay? So only three keys for today, since the book was very short. I love the summary and nothing. I'm just happy that I share with you. As I said, it's not about... I'm very happy every time that I'm here every week, honestly, because it's not about how I say things. I don't really care. Of course, there is always that improvement, that line that I would like to reach one day. But as much as I know that you are here listening my words in a way that you can reach your success, well, I'm just happy like that. And yeah, like, see you in the next episode. Thank you guys for being here on Journey to Success. And if you like the episode, please just put a like, comment, or share with someone else. And see you to the next episode. Cheers. Here we are. Congratulations. You just finished my entire episode. So the only thing I ask is to take a moment to give Journey to Success a rating. By the way, thank you so much for being here on Journey to Success. I'm very grateful. Thank you, and see you next time.